As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phils begin the first of three at Citi Field against the Mets tonight. You can hear it on WIP. Joining us to help talk about the series against the Mets is host of BT and Sal, Middays at WFAN, our very own, well, Odyssey's very own, Sal Licata. What's up, Sal?
God, wait a second here. I thought we were talking about the Knicks game, too, tonight. We're talking baseball?
Who cares? NBA's dead. Shut up.
You guys are dead in the water. You know it deep down. You guys in the streets celebrating a game one win against the Pistons like you won a title.
Well, that's embarrassing. I can't back
okay.
that up.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I knew I could count on you for that. So Sal, we actually played on the air your Juan Soto rant from last week, which I understood and could feel, and then he got a standing ovation, had a big hit this weekend. Where are you on Soto?
Look, my reaction was that I'm allowed to be angry that the guy has not performed through 20 games. I never said I was worried or concerned about him long term. But come on, he started last year with the Yankees hitting home runs left and right, changing the entire feel of that team. But the Mets, after he gets a near $800 million contract, he can't buy a hit, hasn't looked anything like himself. And I'm also not going to go out there and give him ovations because he gets a couple of singles here. I mean, Juan Soto, I know the walks are a part of his game. He doesn't look the same to me. So there's a lot more there. Maybe he gets going in this big series against the Phils. He's usually the guy that the bigger the moment, the better he is. I'm not going to cheer him. That wouldn't be me, but it is working. You guys started that crap, that soft crap, cheering these players.
Well, that's Fritz.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. It's working, yeah.
It wasn't 19 games into the season.
Well, what did you think about the standing ovation?
It's not for me. I said last week that if it were me, I would have booed him, and mainly not only because of my frustration with him, but because I think he's the type of player that would have responded to it. Lindor is somebody who benefited from the warm crowd after years, similar to Trey Turner's situation, where Lindor liked the encouragement, even though he didn't earn it. I think Soto would have been fine either way. I think he was surprised by it. I don't think it correlates to him having some success. I mean, he got a base hit, big deal, a couple base hits. But it wouldn't be for me. For me, Soto, right now, the pressure should be on him, and I want to see a lot more of him. I personally would have booed him.
Oh, wow.
This is Sal. And your thought, we saw the quote. He said, part of the lack of success this year was not having Judge hitting behind him while Pete Alonso's hitting like 360. Right. Your reaction to that, I guess that was all wrapped up into this, though.
Well, yeah, it was one thing after another. Earlier in the offseason, I guess it was spring training, Andy Martino of SNY said, Juan Soto misses the Yankees, which, look, I get it. We understand that on a human level, but no Mets fan wants to hear that. Then you have the struggles. Then you have the comments about Aaron Judge. Yeah, we get it. Judge is the best hitter ever. Dude, you left. You left to choose to come to the Mets. So, and you're like, I don't want to hear the excuses. I just don't think fans want to hear it. But in this new day and age, everybody's all about encouragement. So it's okay, Juan. Your .230 batting average will be fine. Hey, you're drawing walks. You've got a couple of singles. Everything will be okay. Now, again, I'm not worried about him He's a beast. He'll get going. But you got to call what it is. He's been a terrible disappointment for the first 20-plus games. Terrible disappointment.
Yeah, you know what, Sal? When I saw your rant, I'm saying to myself, now, how would we respond as a fan base here in Philadelphia if that was going on? Hmm. I would have to imagine we'd be the same way.
That Sal was.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we would be the same way. This idea, I know what we did with Trey a few years ago. I understand that. That's not typically us here as a fan base. And if a guy signs for $765 million and he even hints that he's missing where he was prior to coming here.
Which is your rival in the same
which
city?
Is a rival? Yeah, that would not go over well here.
Yeah, that's the point. There's also a sensitivity there, and I admit, I mean, Mets fans are insecure about the Yankees, where they should be jealous. So you finally steal their star away, and all he's talking about is missing the Yankees?
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear. On top of not performing to the level that he did when he first got to the Yankees last year. So there were a lot of factors at play. Look, eventually I do think it's going to be old news. Maybe once the Mets take on the Yankees in May 16th out at Yankee Stadium for Subway Series, and maybe Soto goes nuts, and then we could put it behind us, but the Yankee thing, and more importantly, his underwhelming start, to say the least. And look at the numbers. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. He's been horrible in comparison to what he was, what anybody expected. Doesn't mean he won't get going, but right now, Juan Soto has not been anything close to what the Mets
have. Well, you don't respect a good old-fashioned walk enough. I mean, that no, count, a walk that. Is good as a hit. They told you that in Little League.
Yeah, and they were wrong about that. A walk is as good as a hit with nobody on base. I mean, come on. A walk is as good as a single with nobody on base. That's it. Now, I'm not saying you got to expand the strike zone here, but come on. You don't pay a guy $765 million to walk. You want him to do some damage.
Sal Licata, BT and Sal and WFAN, joining us to talk about Mets, Phil. So, all that aside, Mets are in first place by two games, a really, really good start. The starting pitching has been pretty good for a part of the team that I thought was going to be a weakness. How real do you think the starting pitching performance is?
Well, this is the second straight year that they've done this. I mean, I legit looked at the rotation on paper before the season and said, God, this is an awful rotation. And yet, here we are. I don't know how they're doing it, but they continue to do it. Look, Clay Holmes is a good pitcher. Is he a great starter? I mean, I don't know. He goes five, maybe six innings on a great night, but he's been pretty efficient. And then they hand it over to the bullpen, and that's been their formula. They're missing their best pitcher, in my opinion, with Sean Manaea being out. So I don't know. That would be the one thing that I wouldn't be sure about how sustainable it is. But the fact that they've done this now 2 years in a row with whether it's Hefner, their pitching coach, their pitching lab, or Stearns just identifying something in some of these pitchers. Griffin Canning is a prime example. The guy was 6-13 with an ERA over 5 a year ago. All of a sudden he comes in and he's pitching well for the Mets through 5 or 6 innings through his first few starts. So they're keeping themselves in the game, good bullpen, and then timely hitting. I think that is a recipe that they can have success with for the long term. I just don't know. I mean, they have had the best pitching staff in baseball. That, to me, is not sustainable.
So Phil's two games behind the Mets, and this is a big series for the Phillies. Like, how do you, from a Met perspective, is this a big series for the Mets? Like, do you look at this as a measuring stick, or how do you view the series with the Phils?
Yes, it is a measuring stick. Forget about what happened in the postseason last year. The Phillies own the Mets in the regular season. The Phillies won the division. Also, even with the addition of Juan Soto coming into the year, the Mets were looked at as lesser than both the Braves and the Phillies. The Mets have been red hot to start the year. The Mets have been 9-1 at home to start the year. So, to me, it would cement their start to at least take 2 out of 3. Now, not the end of the world if they lose the series, but if they do lose this series to the Phillies, then the doubt starts to creep in. Well, are they a product of their early season easy schedule? Are they as good as the Phillies long-term when push comes to shove? Those will be the talking points if they lose. If they win, it at least legitimizes their start and lets everybody know they're for real in the National League East.
I like a series where you got both sides got question marks. I'm not feeling all that great on this side, Sal. So, yeah, you know, I don't know what this team is, whether or not it's real or not. I know they won a division last year, but I'm not feeling good. You say forget about that series, the end of the season last year in the playoffs, and I can't get it out of my head. So I'm looking forward to this series against the Mets because I'm kind of viewing them as a little bit of a measuring stick.
Well, what's going to happen if the Mets beat them then? How do you feel like? See, to me, from the Philly perspective, the worst already happened. They had a dominant regular season. They got bounced by the Mets in the first round of the playoffs. There's no making up for that until October.
Oh, I agree. So big picture, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you, big picture-wise. But we're treating this thing like the football season, man. We're week to week around here.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, in October, you won't even care about the Phillies anyway because you got the Eagles back up. I know how you guys work. You feel about the Birds.
Well, I think it's both right now.
Oh, no, the Phillies have the majority of our attention right now.
Yeah. It's the weird thing, you wouldn't know about this in New York, but the weird thing when the football team wins the Super Bowl is that nobody, it's weird. Nobody, you can't get anybody to debate anything.
No, nobody's mad about anything with the Eagles. They get mad at us for bringing up stuff.
Yes. Dude, they let five starters go from the last year's team. And I said, is anybody worried? And they're like, why don't you trust Howie, you loser? And so we're pretty dialed in on the Phillies because you can't question anything with the Eagles, at least not until halftime of the first game.
Yeah, that and because you don't have a Sixers series to look forward to.
Yes.
Who cares? They're dead.
Back to that again.
There it is.
Sal, do you think that the positive Tommy's dead and struggling to find a new bit? Because it's kind of a sad scene that I see on Twitter.
I feel like positive Tommy needs to evolve a bit. Even I'm positive Tommy'd out here. Same thing. He will lead us. He is positive. I mean, enough with positive Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy Lugauer, a host in the afternoon show, his bit, just explaining to anyone who doesn't know, his bit was just, he's going to be positive about anything. And it is pretty, it's irritating from this side. I can't even imagine from that side.
Well, he's like, I will lead us. They made the NLCS, and they're probably going to win 90-plus games. It's no fluke anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
He signed Juan Soto.
Yeah.
The little engine that could, you know, against the grain is over. I was hoping we could trade positive Tommy to Philadelphia for a couple of players to be named later.
Well, positive Tommy might work for the Eagles, right? I mean, the positive Tommy might work.
Elliot. In it.
Yeah.
The Sixers would be the true test.
Well, trust me, I've tried to be positive Tommy on the Sixers. It doesn't work around here. The last thing, Sal, what is the, one of my favorite things in New York was the dynamic between Yankee fans and Met fans. So right now, how is that relationship going? Do Yankees fans still sort of feel superior? Who feels like big brother and who feels like little brother right now?
Yeah, I think Yankee fans are still extremely hurt by Soto leaving, but they're satisfied to a certain extent because the team is playing well right now. And the same can be said about the Mets, where the Mets think that they're on the verge of being big brother and they're playing well. It hasn't come to a head yet, which it will, as I said, that weekend on May 16th, at least in the regular season. So I think it's still early rounds, jabbing a little bit, but the Yankee fan has, I mean, the Yankees were in the World Series, the Yankees still have the best player in the world in Judge, they're still winning, so Mets have a long way to go to get to that level. Plus, Soto's early season struggles or the slow start, however you want to label it, I don't think that helps. I think if Soto was going nuts, Mets fans would have more legs to stand on early on in the year.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about Yankees fans being hurt about the Soto thing. Tom Izzo, who works there at WFAN, he would always tell me during free agency, he goes, no one ever leaves the Yankees. Like, just that sort of entitled Yankee fan, you know, no, he ain't leaving. No one ever comes here and leaves the Yankees. And then he left, and I think it hurt them a little bit. I really do. All right, Sal.
BT. I mean, BT was just like that. So for a year, I was telling him Soto's leaving, coming to the Mets. No, he's not. And sure enough, he did. So yeah. I'm still taking the victory lap. I don't know about everybody else in New York.
Well, but immediately those guys, BT pivoted to, well, he's not really that good anyway.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker's better. Everyone knows that. Yeah.
Yeah, generational. Come on, let's not be crazy. You know, he hits 25 home runs a year, you know. All right, there is Sal Licata. You can hear Sal Middays on WFAM with Brandon Tierney. We appreciate you as always, Sal.
Appreciate it, Sal.
Thank you, guys.
There he is. So, yeah, that in middays there, it's Yankee fan and Met fan.
Yeah.
So that whole thing is always going.
Always.
Yeah.
Even though they don't, well, I guess they do play each other now.
They do.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they always, it's very funny leading up to the Subway Series because they're always like, you know, this is just a regular season. Everybody gets hyped up, and then whoever lost, it's like, look.
They downplay it.
It's a two-game regular season series. What are you even talking about? You know, this is not a big deal. We only care about championships here. That's what they do. All right.
Well, that must be the Yankee fan.
The Yankee fans.
That's going to say,
yes.
That can't be a Met fan.
No, Met fans are similar to, I would say, pre-Super Bowl Eagles fans.
Yeah.
You know, they're always, they love their team,
yep,
but they're always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
That's what Met fans are like.
Pree, how many Super Bowls?
Two Super Bowls.
Yeah, but don't you miss that Eagles fan, though?
Deuce. A little bit.
Always miss that Eagles fan.
No, we don't.
Very much so.
215-592-9494.
We're Ken, still here.
Yeah. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
What up, Ken?
So, you know, Spike, I was laughing, like out loud laughing, listening to you getting so frustrated with Elliott. Because now you know how I feel when you can't tell me for sure whether or not you know Nick Sirianni's a better head coach than Brian Daboll.
We're back, baby.
But I don't.
don't start that today.
I don't.
215.
I know exactly, Alex.
I don't.
Okay, Elliott.
Do you know that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay. I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot of things you don't know, apparently.
Well, so, how's your cleanup hitter doing, buddy? One walk, zero home run so far this year? You know, it's like we're wrong sometimes. We're all wrong sometimes, Ken.
It's because he's not hitting cleanup.
Right. Well, and it just shows that anybody who hits cleanup knocks in runs because they're hitting cleanup.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Well, I'm telling you, this is a bigger deal than you're making it out to be. And
what is
this whole thing with the bullpen, all of this, because what this is, it is kind of the culmination, the masterclass of Dave Dombrowski's thud as the general manager, president of baseball operations here in Philadelphia, where he has done nothing to make this baseball team better. Nothing. So, you know, Jordan Romano sucks. I'm sorry. He sucks. It's not, you know, it's not like, well, he's just trying to figure it out, or, you know, he was tipping pitches. Jordan Romano sucks. Max Kepler is Whit Merrifield 2025. It's the exact same thing. This is
what he hit some balls hard this weekend, Ken. Come on.
Oh, come on. Okay, so this is what Dombrowski does. He goes out and he tries to find these guys who were once really, really good, and now not so much. But maybe if we just bring them in, we can polish them up and we can make them what they used to be. And it doesn't work. So this is where you are. You've got a bullpen that is like gasoline on fire. You've got a roster that is still constructed, in a fatally flawed manner. So the offense is going to go through these spurts. So they're going to go out and play this Mets team this week, and that pitching staff of nobodies is going to do the same thing to them that they did to them in the postseason in October. And we're all going to be wondering, well, how do we fix this? I mean, this is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of the end. So
wow.
I don't know. There's nothing you can do now. And this notion that we're just going to wait until, you know, the All-Star break and see how this all plays out. By the time the All-Star break rolls around, you're liable to be 8 or 9 games out of a playoff spot. Forget the division.
Oh, let's not be dramatic.
Yeah. I largely agree with you about Dombrowski, though I think you're minimizing. You can't say all he does is find scrap heap guys and then... But he also found Strom off the scrap heap. He also found Hoffman off the scrap heap. He also found Lizardo off the scrap heap. I agree with you largely that what he was brought in to do, he hasn't done. But I think you're also minimizing how good they are, and you're also sort of forgetting about the moves that you don't like, that kind of move that has worked out.
Well, I think part of the problem here is and. You know, there seems to be this underlying kind of expectation that all we have to do is kind of stay afloat until Andrew Painter comes up and until Justin Crawford comes up. And you know, Justin Crawford had 4 hits yesterday, and one of them left the infield. Like, he is not a major league hitter yet. He is not close to a major league hitter yet. And Andrew Painter, nobody knows what Andrew Painter is going to be in the majors until Andrew Painter gets into the majors. So this whole notion that help is right around the corner, if this help doesn't turn out to be what everybody seems to think this help is going to be, this is what you're stuck with. You're stuck with a full season of Johan Rojas. You're stuck with a full season of Brandon Marsh. You're stuck with a full season of Max Kepler. This is what you're stuck with. So, you know, Dave Dombrowski's favorite saying for the last couple of years has been, you know, keeping the powder dry. We're not in the powder business around here, okay? We're in the baseball business around here. So if these guys don't pan out to be impactful players for this organization while this window is open, because Kyle Schwarber's a year
older. But what if they do? What if they do pan out? Let's say Painter ends up being a 1 or 2 type starter. Like let's say those guys do work out. Then was it the right move?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you can very easily, again, I'm not totally disagree with everything that you're saying, but it's very easy to say they should capitalize on this roster that you are telling me is so heavily flawed that why are they risking their future by trading their best prospects for a roster that you're saying is so bad that we're going to be out of a playoff spot in, you know, 2 months. 8 games out of a playoff spot in 2 months. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think you're sort of expecting the worst without giving the opportunity that those players actually could work out and that this ends up being the right move?
Because there were moves that could have been made. Like, you know, they could have traded Mick Abel when Mick Abel had value. Now they couldn't trade Mick Abel for, you know, a catcher's mitt. And they wouldn't do these things. Because I'm going back 3 years. I'm going back to when Dombrowski got here. I'm going back to the one torpid trade deadline move after another that has done nothing to actually improve the ball club. There's one guy left from all those trade deadlines. And that's Brandon Marsh.
So he made the JT Realmuto trade, right?
No.
Oh, that was before him. Yeah. Okay. All right. My bad. Yeah. Because they traded a really good guy.
Sixto.
Yeah. Okay. My bad.
Yeah. And Sixto never really became. I mean, he was for about, you know.
No, the Marsh trade. He made the Marsh trade. Mm-hmm. They traded a catcher in the Marsh trade.
Ohapi.
Yeah. And he's good. Yes.
Ohapi?
Yes.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ohapi's good, and Marsh isn't.
Well, yeah, but he did what you wanted him to do.
I'm not sure what your point
is. My point is you wanted him to trade you wanted him to trade a prospect. He traded a prospect. That guy's good now, and it looks like a bad trade. That's the issue here, is that you want to double down on a team that you don't even think is that good.
No, he traded a prospect for a guy that was hitting 200 and had never hit left-handed pitching in his entire major league career.
But that's you still haven't answered my question. Why do you want to trade prospects now for a team that you don't think is good enough?
I'm not necessarily saying right now they should trade these prospects. That's not what I'm saying. The opportunity to make the club better by trading some of these guys as you accumulated them over the last few years is probably gone. Like when you don't do anything to really change the fundamental structure of this baseball team after you lay down without a whimper to the Mets in October, you have doubled down. This is the team. This is what we think is going to win, and we're going to tinker around the edges. So this, you've laid all your cards on the. They're beyond that. They are here now. And what I'm saying is, okay, so this is what you've said. For the last couple of years, you've said, we're not going to do this. We're going to keep our powder dry. Well, if your powder can't help you win with this core right now, then what do you have? You've got 2012 to 2022 all over again.
But that's what they're trying to avoid by not trading those. But that's what they're trying to avoid, Ken.
I understand what they're trying to do. What I'm saying is, that it's too late. Now they have to stay with it. Now they have to stay with it because it's too late to do anything about it now. When the trade deadline last year, I wanted Lane Thomas so bad last year that it hurt.
They tried to get Lane Thomas.
Instead, he goes out and gets, you know, the low budget Lane Thomas from the Orioles. You know, and I don't believe what he's doing with the Reds now. Like I think he stinks. So he's had a good first few weeks of the season, but he stinks. But this has Dave Dombrowski's fingerprints all over it.
All right, Ken. You know,
Max Kepler is Whit Merrifield 2025. I said it when it happened, and it's proving itself to be true.
I do like Ken. Thank you for the call, Ken. I do like Ken's anti Dombrowski commitment.
No, I know. Because it makes you happy.
You can relax in there. Is nobody has questioned the guy, and the guy came in with such a pedigree, and I don't think the results here have equaled what he brought. It's the same thing people say about Maury.
Yeah.
You know, and you come in here, you're supposed to be able to make something out of this, and he hasn't done it. There aren't a lot of signature moves from Dombrowski.
Well, he's benefited from a great run. To get to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
He benefited from that. I guess firing Joe Girardi was the first big move that he made. And then after the World Series, he signed Trey Turner. So, right, in that year and a half span, he kind of won a lot of people over, you know. And I've always said, and listening to Dave Dombrowski talk, you believe just about everything he says.
Yeah, he is a convincing, he's a convincing talker.
He is very convincing. But I think, like, to your point, that's sort of, it's kind of lost its luster. Like, it's running out.
Well, I'm not, and maybe it's because I wasn't here for that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not impressed by him at all.
Right.
You know, I do think he's a good talker, and I do think he's got a great resume. But you just have to look at what he's done here, and it's not all misses.
Mm-hmm.
But he certainly has had opportunities that he hasn't capitalized on. And Jack, you said, well, he tried to get this guy. Not getting him is a knock against him. Now, you can say they made a great offer and it got turned down.
They got chose to go somewhere else,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, somebody...
Yamamoto.
Yeah, there's... Well, yeah. I don't blame him for Yamamoto. Yeah, he can't move the team to California.
I know, I'm saying they made they said they made an offer made an and offer, he just chose to go to L.A.
215-592-9494 coming up next. A little to get a little deeper into the baseball with High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the I'm sorry. This is the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike's Fike and Fritz.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detailed. Nope. I do it once a show.
Unbelievable.
I do it once a show.
It's been changed for like four shows
now. Yeah, there's a ghost in the machine, Jack. Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you leave the Phil's weekend feeling more positive or more negative about the team? 71.5% or negative.
More negative. 75%?
71.5, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 75%.
Man. That's still a pretty high number.
Of course it is.
Especially for series they won.
Yeah, but again, feels like a loss.
Yeah, I know.
It's what happens. If they had... By the way, if they had won, if they had taken two of three, lost the first one,
right.
Won the second two, sometimes it's just about when we get on the air. True. I truly believe it.
I agree with that. But also blowing the lead.
Yes, not great.
Does not especially, make anybody feel good.
Especially after you almost blow a lead the day before.
Jack wants to erase Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, I just think it can't. I look at that game more positive than negative.
They scored
with
11
runs. We're talking about the bullpen.
It was one guy.
Okay.
There's one guy.
It
was 11-4 in the ninth, and he came into a low leverage spot. They're not excuses, they're explanations.
Let's get a little more excuses right now.
Right. It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Everything's brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
We're taking your pre-orders now. So, of course, you know, you can sign by me and Kevin. Kevin Reavy wrote the book with him, and Ike also sometimes will sign them as well.
I will.
If bought in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, the next 10. We'll do the next 10. Ike will sign the
I'll
next
sign
10.
The next 10.
The next 10. Ring the bell.
I have no idea how to track that, but listen.
We can look at the time.
AI will do it.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So let's get to the important things. Let's get to the important things first. We have some more dirtiness from out-of-pocket Stockett.
Oh, no.
Friday night at the roundtable. Listen to this, Jim.
I think off balance, I also kind of think he overpowered him. There was a point where his fastball, I know he wasn't happy because he couldn't get it up where he wanted, like, on his own. It never takes too long.
They may know it.
The poor guy is.
He's too innocent.
Yes.
That's the issue with Stocker.
So
who's laughing at him right there?
Oh, Murph, the whole.
Is that Murph?
So I think it was Murph, Ben, Rube, I believe, was there, Spransky. So.
Well, Ben definitely knows what's going on. Yes.
Well, he should. I mean, he's, you know, on here now.
Guys like to be stroked.
Well, the thing about Stocker is that I'm afraid it's going to freeze him. Like, Stocker is so taken.
Exactly what you're saying.
Is so taken aback by it. He's going to be scared to say anything.
Now he's conscious of it.
Yes. Yeah.
And Jack, it messes with people's train of thought.
Yes.
I know. I don't care.
Yeah. We got to do a show here.
I think
remember
it's funny.
When we first started doing the pause thing.
Yep.
Even I started to sit over here and be like, okay, now how can I explain this without saying...
Without getting paused. Yep.
It's hard. Pause that.
Yep.
It's really hard.
Yep, pause.
All right, but it was not only Dirty Stocker. That wasn't even the dirtiest thing out of the broadcast booth this weekend. Once again, the GOAT of this, Ruben Amaro Jr., was back at it on Friday night when talking about his golf game with a guy in the booth.
Did you guys play today? Joey, did you play today?
He did. He waved me off today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I waved to him on the other hole, and he just blew me off.
We had a threesome, and we didn't ask him to join.
Was with the wife.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Deb was with...
No balls in one strike.
He knows what he's doing.
I just love that T-Mac goes immediately back to just calling the game.
Yep.
T-Mac's like, no balls in one strike.
Yep.
Now, was that Larry Bowen in there?
No, it was part of the Callis Foundation.
Okay.
Callis and Ashburn Foundation. Okay. They had him in. So,
Yeah, Ruben knows what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Ruben did it by accident. Now Ruben's doing it on purpose. I'm convinced.
Yeah, you got more?
No, that's it for the dirtiness of the booth.
So my thing is, this is the one sport where it's going to happen.
Yeah, because there's bats and balls.
Bats and balls and wood.
And again, it's going to be impossible for them to do it.
Happen.
And we're never stopping.
Which is why Fritz is he's listening intently.
Well, the nice part about this is that I heard that one organically.
Yeah.
People are now sending me them.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciate.
Yeah, there's no they can't run, they can't hide.
No. I mean, what a gem.
We didn't ask him to join.
And when Stocker does it, I can feel Fransky looking at him and smirking and not saying anything, but letting him know, oh, I heard what you just did.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Speaking of the booth, what a refreshing debut for Cole Hamels yesterday. I mean, I thought he was great, man. I mean, it was nice to have, this is not a knock on the guys who played a long time ago, but it was nice to have someone that did play relatively recently.
Well, it sounds like a knock, actually.
It sounds like a knock on the guys who played a long time ago.
I appreciate what they bring to the table, but someone that retired and played in the 2020s is also a nice changeup. Not to make a Cole Hamels pun, but...
Unbelievable.
It just sounds like this is the millennial issue.
It's not a millennial issue. Those guys provide value, and I liked having someone that played in this day and age.
Got a pitcher in there.
Yeah.
Hamels.
Oh, man. He
loved that.
It was good.
Well,
man.
See, that's the thing. That's your childhood, right? Well, yeah, it's childhood.
Yeah, childhood.
Yeah, teenage. Yeah. Yeah. The voice takes a little bit to get used to.
Cole. Yeah.
Always has.
Well, I think he deepened it since Conklin bullied him, right? I mean, Conklin basically bullied him out of his high voice.
He did.
And Cole's another guy. We've talked about this with Embiid, and we talked about, like, Cole Hamels was not, like, universally beloved around here.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't. But now that time has passed and he comes back, everybody loves Cole now.
Yeah.
But everybody didn't love Cole then. Cole was a lightning rod.
It took a while for people to get over 09.
I gave him a hard time with the voice.
With the voice
thing. Yeah, I did. Well, I mean, he's a great pitcher during that time when I came back, but it was always the voice that seemed like he was I don't know, whining a little bit or what have you. Just, and it was like, eh. And then when they brought in Lee and Halliday and the other guys, I'm like, oh, those guys are real
pitchers. Real men, yeah.
Well, and, yeah, and as Jack mentioned, the quote in 09 that he was happy when the year was over.
Yeah. Like, eh. Although, a little unfair to him. He said it.
He still said
it. But we knew what he meant.
But he still said it.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
He's looking for there's a nice little excerpt in the book about that as well.
There you go. Ring the bell book.
Yeah.
You're on the podcast for 35 minutes talking about the book. Let's
keep it moving.
20 minutes of it was about prospects. So Dave Dombrowski was a guest on MLB Network Radio before the game, so this is before another bullpen meltdown, gave an update on the Phils bullpen, where he thinks they stand.
From the right-handed side, we really have had a struggle so far. It's been Romano has not pitched like we thought he would. Now, he is healthy, which is good. I think he will bounce back. He hasn't been out there for a while, but we need guys like Romano. Joe Ross pitched well yesterday. He has been a little bit inconsistent for us. So we need those type of guys to step up. And if they do, and we think they have the capabilities, all of a sudden you say, well, that bullpen's really good, as long as the other guys keep pitching the way they do and stay healthy. But we're in a position where that is something we have to continue to assess. And I do think that guys like Romano and Ross will come around and pitch like they have in the past and be really good for us as the year progresses.
He's calling him Romano. That's what I took from that.
That's nice.
Instead of calling him Romano.
By the way, if he's doing
which one is it?
It's Romano.
It's Romano. Well, why the GM doesn't know this?
Well, I don't know, because sometimes the American version is Ray Romano, so Romano. The Canadian version is Romano, and he's Canadian.
So it's Romano.
It's Romano.
Well, we're not in Canada.
Our manager's from Canada. Our other president of hockey operations is Canadian.
I thought the answer was fine.
It was
the
fine. The one
say?
Thing, I know we can't, like, but the Joe Ross should not be someone that they're relying on in high lever spots. He's probably better than his pitch, but he's a fifth inning guy, sixth inning guy, not a late inning guy.
I agree.
He also gave an update on Kyle Schwarber, and I thought this was a positive answer.
We hope to keep him to be a Philly for years to come. You can be assured of that. Contract negotiations always keep that internal because I just never have found any benefit by talking about it publicly. But he is a guy we'd like to stay, not only because of the ability, but the other parts that he brings to the club, as you mentioned. And he really, the intangible aspect of it is off the charts and one of the best I've ever had on a ball club.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's going to be a Philly.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it sounds like he wants to give him a nice pat on the back because they're not giving him the years that he wants. Is like,
yes.
Yeah, yes. He'll be a Philly. They're not going to let him go. You're a little too nervous about that whole thing, Jack.
Well, I was nervous about Hoffman last year, and they let Hoffman go. I was calling for that midseason.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The thing is, I think Schwarber in the end will be flexible, and so will the Phillies, and they'll come to a happy medium. I don't know. Schwarber wants 4 years, three. They're offering two.
Yeah, we don't know.
Did you get anything on what the reported deal was, or that it was offered? They turned down.
Well, they said they offered him two, Rosenthal theorized they offered him two.
Well, he's gonna need three.
Yeah, we're gonna give him three.
Yeah, we're gonna need three. May have to take less money.
Yeah, I will say. Not a bad start for him, cleanup spot behind Bryce.
No.
Protection the lineup. Bryce, during this time, since Schwarber's been behind him, he's raised his average by 22 points and has a 992 OPS.
Well, some of us wanted him to continue to hit leadoff because we like cute little stories, and some of us know that Kyle Schwarber should be a cleanup hitter.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Are you conceding?
No, like, I care more about having protection behind Bryce.
Okay,
that
all right.
Like, you also didn't want Stott at the leadoff spot.
I don't really want Stott at the leadoff spot.
That I understand from Jack more than the Schwarber cleanup thing.
I think that if they had a real cleanup hitter, right?
Yep.
I think Schwarber at the top is fine.
Well, what is a real cleanup hitter?
But they don't have a real cleanup.
What is a real cleanup hitter?
Oh, you're talking about like Aaron Judge?
No, like even like Alonzo. You know what I mean? Okay. Like a right-handed power bat.
What's the difference between Alonzo and Schwarber?
Yeah.
Well, he's a right-handed power bat behind him. I mean, like, Schwarber has a better eye. He's let off. Like, he's done it in the past. I'm saying it's fine. I'll concede I'm glad he's behind Bryce.
But no, I'll just say, if he's not a cleanup hitter, then what the hell is a cleanup hitter?
It's Kyle Schwarber. He's 40 home runs. He's 230 pounds.
He's
slow.
He's down. He's spry out there.
All right.
Take a deep breath.
All right.
You're stubborn in there.
Well, we'll see what's that.
You know, Spring means baseball. It means, unfortunately, more of that guy. It also means spring cleaning and little projects around the house that you've been putting off, right? This is nice out. One of those projects, not a little project, is your windows and your doors. And it should be on your to-do list. I know it is. You can go to no one else but Guida. I'm going to tell you about the price, which is better, and the financing, which is better. But having been through the process with them and how they teach you about it and how friendly everybody is through it and how they're going to make the process of doing it even better, you got to go Guida. So the old drafty windows need to be, you know, replaced. So price, I told you. They're going to start your project with 20% off everything. 20% off every window, 20% off every door, and you're not going to need to put down any money out of pocket. So no money down. And then once they've been installed and you look at them and you love them and your energy bills are down and your house value goes up, you'll have 3 years to pay it off without any interest. So you have more, you have energy efficient windows. You have a brand new, maybe front entry door, maybe a sliding patio door. You feel great about all of it, and you'll be dealing with that interest free for up to 36 months. Limited time offer. There are restrictions. Here's what you do. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can give you all the details. You get a free, no obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That is go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Jack, do you have anything else, or is that it?
No, that's pretty much it.
Should I present to Ike my pitcher idea?
Sure.
So, Ike.
Yes.
I was listening to this New York Times article about how starting pitchers are not pitching as long as they used to, mm-hmm. right? You know, they go five innings, six innings. Yeah, they need a blue chew. And I was thinking, well, then why don't, I think the innings, seven, eight, nine innings, higher leverage innings, right? Mm-hmm. These are, that is the nut cutting time of the baseball game. Why don't we have the starter start in like the fourth inning? That way you have your best pitcher going through the higher leverage parts of the game rather than not having your best pitcher in there for the seventh, eighth, ninth. And here's what I thought about. I'm like, if you told me I could only have Bryce Harper for innings 1 through 6 or innings 4 through 9, I would say, give me Bryce Harper innings 4 through 9. Sure. So why are we not just looking at pitchers like short, medium, long, as opposed to starter, reliever, that sort of thing? I would rather have Zach Wheeler in the 8th and 9th inning. If he starts in the 3rd inning or something, that way I know I have him going there. If pitcher's only going to pitch 5 innings, 6 innings, start him later in the game.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy, but is there a reason why
Well, I would imagine you want your starters out there so you get off to a good start. So in other words,
hence the name starter.
You put closers out there or bullpen guys out there. They give up 3 or 4 runs, and Wheeler has to come in the 4th inning where he's already down 3-0, 4-0, well, and I'm wasting him.
Yeah, but then the difference is you go into the 7th inning, and you're up 3 runs, and those guys, if they're going to let up 3 runs, I'd rather they let up 3 runs in the 1st inning than they let up 3 runs in the 8th inning.
Right.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And it may be, maybe rather than the stress of the 9th inning, the guy comes in, he just blows through the front part of the order. You use your best, you know, and you can start, let's say it's Alvarado, right? Mm-hmm. You could use him 2-3 games in a row starting the game.
Well, it's turning into the opener argument.
Yeah.
Yes, but openers, if I remember correctly, they didn't use like a starter in the back half of the opener.
It was a bulk guy.
Right. Rather than putting the starter there, yeah. Putting like a high level starter.
Why don't you take over baseball team? Mm-hmm. This could be your money ball.
Well, here's the other problem.
I just don't know why they should do it in the minors somewhere.
But what if, like, all right, let's say he pitches 4 through 8 and he's tired, you got to get him out of there. Then you're to use your closer in the first 3 innings. Who's closing out the ball game?
You're your next best guy.
But if you lose your first 3 guys because you're not having your closer pitch multiple innings.
But this is the same reason why you don't want why you'll use your closer in the 7th or the 8th, right? I mean, that you say, why do you want to use your best pitcher when it means the most to you? So, yeah, the guy gets tired and you need another. I'm not saying use all your relievers in the first mm-hmm. part of the game, but I'm saying you bring your starter in, you bring Lizardo in the 4th, you know, set it and forget it. They're not scoring again the rest of the game. You don't have to worry about third time through the order stuff?
Sure.
This might be the craziest thing you come up with.
You and Elliot.
Yeah.
Why do you compare me to Elliot?
Because that's the first thing that popped into everyone's brain, is that this is an Elliot take.
Yeah, that's what it
When you texted me this, like, I was like, am I talking to Elliot or am I talking to Spike?
Oh, that's really disappointing.
It does have that feel
to it. This is what friends are for, right?
I'm just thinking about the game.
I know.
You know?
Like, I think in theory, but also, like, let's say the guy, well, if the guy gets shelled, you're putting in whoever anyway.
Well, here's the other thing. I would imagine none of these starters would want to do that.
No, they like starting.
They want to start the
game. They could do the routine and then, I don't know.
Yes.
Well, here's all I would say, is that the starter was the starter when those guys would pitch 7, 8, 9 innings. If they're not going to pitch 7, 8, 9 innings anymore, I just wonder if the utility of having them start the game is as valuable as it was when we started doing this.
Were you dipping back into the gummies this weekend?
No. I'm just saying, like, when I was growing
Damn
up...
Damn show didn't have a drink after that, whatever happened
Thursday
night. No,
after you got bullied
night.
On Thursday.
Guys were throwing 250, 300 innings all the time. Sure, they were going deep into games. They're not anymore.
Yeah.
So I just wonder if the idea of the starter actually starting the game is outdated if they're not going to throw as many innings as they used
to. So here's where I'd meet you with this. Because I think part of it is you have to condition the athlete's mind to do that. So it would take a while. It's not like a it's not like a speedboat that you turn around. This thing is like a big cruise ship that you got to turn.
It would be something, they do this in the G League all the time, is like, hey, if we're going to try something, let's make one of our minor league teams. If we want to try doing this, let's just do it with that team.
Start that way, and then
you
would almost have to get this generation of player out of here for the most part.
Eventually,
pitchers. Yeah. Yes.
And you'd have to restructure contracts, and wins would be different, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I guess it's the idea of how difficult that I believe would be to change the mindset with doing that. Again, I understood it with the openers and those guys, but I don't remember any of the top pitchers doing that.
Right. No, I don't either.
So,
yeah, I mean, they were doing it because they didn't have top starters.
In theory, you're right. I think I understand where you're coming from.
It was the most of the article was basically about Skeens and how about, like, you know, Paul, he's going out throwing five innings all the time.
So why not pitching?
I would just bring Paul Skeens in the fourth.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That's just my crazy idea. Jack, what do you have coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Played out bits.
Ooh. On this show?
No.
It would never be this show.
There's only one bit that I have on here that's played out from this show.
Okay.
All of our bits are great.
Okay. Yep,
yep. But, yeah, there's some played out bits currently going on. Some would say the top 5 of 5 is a played out bit.
Well, I don't think so.
No, it's not
come
played
on.
Out.
It's a legend bit. Yeah.
You love that.
Yeah. Is this from the radio station or just in the world?
No, it's sports.
Okay.
Life.
Okay.
One radio station related thing.
Okay.
Some things I have to complain about.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.